Hey there guys, Harry Alden, this is your VBro from Tech Arena and welcome to our first podcast. So in this podcast, we will be talking about VPN services and which VPN service to choose and what all the things that you should keep in mind while opting for a VPN service. So at first, I am very much scared to tell you that this internet that we use on the day-to-day basis, like starting from sending a text message to your friend or buying any equipment from the internet or just recharging your smartphone or no matter whatever things you do. Maybe you have a business that runs through the internet or maybe you browse to sensitive stuffs and whatever reasons may be. But we tend to lose or give out a lot of information out into the web and which can be used or which can be captured by some really creepy people living in the internet, and they can use those information and can sell those information to really unknown sources, and which would be a very bad idea. And it is getting serious, you know, the world, as it is getting more and more global and more internet-based, the cyber-related crimes are also increasing. And so for that, we use a VPN service. So there are like many VPN services, and there are paid VPN services, there are free VPN services, and like there are so many of them. Well, basically a VPN is nothing but a virtual private network. That's what the VPN means. It just provides an extra layer of protection between you and a physical network that you are connected with. Well, it has some advantages as well as disadvantages while using a VPN. Like talking about the disadvantages, a VPN while you are using a VPN, the VPN can make your internet speed a bit slower than usual. That's because it is connected to a dedicated server somewhere away from your country, and also your data is encrypted so that it is not easily traceable or something like that. So that's the main reason while using a VPN is like a drawback. Just you're going to get a little bit less speed, but which is not noticeable while using it. Whereas talking about advantages, while using VPN, you are pretty much anonymous out into the internet. No one can like know who you are, what you are. But remember, there are many VPN companies in the whole world. I won't name them. But we, in our team of Tech Arena, we would like to name one, which we'll be getting into in just a moment. But there are VPN services which says that your data is encrypted, it is very safe, but it is only safe from the ISP, all right? So the data is not sent directly to the ISP, but it is sent through the VPNs to the company's servers, and those servers used to keep all the information into their secured servers, which is not the thing that we want. We want ourselves to be safe, not been traced by anyone. Using those VPN means that you are not sending your information to the default ISP. Instead, you're giving your information to a company that is hosting the VPN. And that's what most of the free VPNs, they do. And they used to get all our information and they used to sell it for some money, and which is a really bad thing. And also, you don't probably want your ISP to spy on you, right? And I'm not claiming that your ISP is spying on you, but I doubt it might be the case. The encryption is what separates a VPN from your default network. You know, as we all know, it's encrypted, so you can browse without any worry, and you can access those sites which are blocked in your countries. You're like, yeah, means there are many TV shows as well, like Netflix and other HBO and other streaming services, where there are region-specific TV shows. Like if you're from a different country, you can view those TV shows. But By using a VPN and connected to that country's server, you can access to those TV shows and enjoy it with your friends and your family. It's basically safe passage for you for all your internet activities. Well, now you should know that there are a couple of reasons for you to use a VPN. So now let's talk about which one you should consider using. You may have spent a lot of time searching for cheap VPNs, but it might just not be up to the mark. In this article, we'll be talking about PureVPN. It's one of the most leading VPN companies in the world. You have heard about PureVPN. I guess they are pretty much famous. And we personally use PureVPN, and it is amazing. But why PureVPN? The question isn't why. The question is why not? Well, PureVPN, being a global popular choice, operates several managed VPN constellations of over 2,000 plus servers in more than 140 countries. And yeah, that's too much. Like 140 countries and like 2,000 servers plus, which is like crazy. PureVPN is the only VPN provider with this much number of global presence at present, which is bonkers. The service run in the background, which provides fastest internet connection over the whole world. Highly optimized apps, self-engineered VPN service, and whatnot. And there are also security protocols in there, which is top-notch, and you get 24/7 support whenever you want it. Like you can chat, you can text, or like you can call them, or you can mail them as well. Also, the most important thing is, suppose you aren't happy with the service you're getting and then you just don't want to use the service anymore, then they have a money back guarantee till 31 days of your subscription, which is fascinating. I know you're feeling secured, eh? That's right. And did you know that public Wi-Fi's that you use in your libraries or in the cafe shops are breeding grounds for hackers, and there is a big risk for your personal information to get leaked? There is also a router VPN option available inside a PureVPN, and that you can use the VPN on 5 devices at the same time, which is amazing. Like I said, just one subscription and you get 5 devices. Now let's talk about premium add-ons. Now, why you should go for the premium add-ons? But PureVPNs provide some premium add-ons like no other services. PureVPNs provides the port forwarding add-on, which allows you to securely access your device or a service from anywhere in the world. PureVPN provides dedicated IP through which you can have a greater control on your online persona, and it also fortifies the security of your digital assets through IP restrictions. Other than Mac, Windows, Linux, Android, iOS, PureVPN also supports the platforms like routers, Android TV, Amazon Fire Stick, Microsoft Surface, Kodi, Roku, Boxybox, Now TV, Raspberry Pi, Chromecast, PlayStation, as well as Xbox. Now, these are all the supported devices, and it is a great thing. In this vast world of internet, and everything that we do is like is connected to the internet nowadays. Like in this COVID-19 situation, now most of the offices operates through home, and through home it's only possible by the means of internet. Like you're connected to a server, you're working, so it's very risky, you know. Some hackers might steal your personal information and can just go ahead and do some crazy stuff, which you should not. Definitely, you should not take excuses for that. You should definitely go ahead and try PureVPN and keep you and your family and your loved ones safe. That's it for this podcast. I hope you really like it. This is the first podcast, so if you got any queries or if you have any suggestions, please let us know in the description. And also do follow us in our official YouTube page in the YouTube that is Tech Week. As well as also do subscribe to our newsletter in our Tech Arena website to get notified every time there is any awesome news If you're a tech lover like us, you should definitely go ahead and try it. That's it. This is VBro signing out. Thanks for listening. Thank you.